You're listening to SBS News.
As lockdowns extend, many are itching to get back to the office. But a survey shows the majority are concerned about the risk of catching or spreading the virus in the workplace. New research from Monash University's Insurance Health Work Group shows between July and September 2020, more than 80% of participants were worried about the workplace reopening. But the survey authors believe workplace concerns are on the rise, with more infectious variants like Delta in the community. Emeritus Professor Malcolm Sim is from the Royal Australasian College of Physicians, and he specialises in occupational and environmental medicine. He says Australians are at risk of substantial distress from the thought of going to work or returning to the office after lockdown.
Those in precarious employment in particular, where they're on casual or part-time work, usually younger people. Those in public-facing jobs where, again, with this increase in transmissibility, they may have felt confident with the sorts of measures they had in place beforehand when they're dealing with the public, but that may not be, you know, quite so preventive with this more transmissible Delta variant.
The latest outbreaks caused by the highly contagious Delta variant have heightened anxiety for many around Australia. Professor Sim says it is difficult for employers to offer consistent advice when health evidence is evolving and official information is changing. But workers can take some control back of their lives and put a routine in place.
So all of that uncertainty and the chopping and changing can add to people's anxiety and their potential to become quite stressed out of that sort of circumstance.
The survey also shows 4 in 5 employees have fears around becoming infected with coronavirus at the workplace. Professor Alex Colley from the School of Health and Preventative Medicine at Monash University says people are on alert about the changes that returning to the workplace will have on their home life.
I guess people have become very used to having more flexibility over the last 18 months and fallen into different patterns of work. And returning to pre-pandemic levels really is a shift from what is a new normal now.
He says the impacts on family life need to be considered by employers to help their workers transition back into their workplace.
It's pretty clear from these findings, though, that we're going to also need to offer people, particularly in some industries where it's possible, more flexible working arrangements and really identify the person's individual circumstances and how that might influence the concerns that they do have.
The research has been published in the Journal of Occupational Rehabilitation. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. And if you or anyone you know needs help, contact Lifeline on 13 11 14 or Beyond Blue on 1300 224 636. Julia Passarelli, SBS News.